Proper dressing, they say, is part of one's personality. In Ghana, neat and decent dressing forms part of the country's culture and tradition. Yet in recent times, the style of dressing, even by married women to work, leaves much to be desired. Students, including elderly men, are not left out. It has also become a common phenomenon to see drivers of commercial vehicles and their assistants exposing their boxer shorts in trousers lowered below the waist level, virtually exhibiting nudity. Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from the lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel Assemblies of God, Reverend Dr. Steve Wingham, on his views on this development.
From the Christian point of view, we are supposed to dress for dignity, for honor, for glory. We're supposed to dress to cover your nakedness. Your dressing reveals your personality. And therefore, what is happening in this generation is appalling, it's unfortunate. We must begin to encourage our wives, our sons, and everybody to dress decently. We shouldn't import some of these crazy cultures from outside and copy blindly just because you watched a movie and somebody dressed in a very funny way. The next time it becomes the fashion of the day. What people don't know is that people's opinion about you is formed by the way you present yourself. And many people are not getting jobs, they are not getting good husbands, yet they are going to the prayer camps and blaming God. So we must condemn this kind of dressing that exposes nudity and all that, and go back to the word of God, go back to our culture.
Reverend Dr. Wingham, you'll be surprised that the groups that I'm talking about are not limited to just students. I'm talking about people or women who are married and they know the word of God. What are we telling?
It's true that it got to a time where married women were dressing in a way that wasn't appealing to their husband. Because don't forget, that which attracted your husband to you, as soon as you begin to lose it, can begin to drive him to look elsewhere. So what we are saying is that, yes, be fashionable, but don't overdo it. Don't expose nudity. And we must begin to punish people. Yeah, I'm not talking about physical punishment, but people who dress that way, we must begin to deny them certain things, those who know the right thing, and let them know that, listen, your dressing has contributed to this, and this will cause people to sit up and begin to do the right thing.
I know that those days when we were all in secondary school, the headmaster, the teachers, yeah, and the seniors would ensure that you are well-dressed and neatly dressed. Today, go to these schools, you see the certain school boys dressing, exposing their buster shorts, driver's mates are doing it. And you wonder why the teachers are not taking this serious.
Today, is there any effective parenting? People are running for money. They have no time to sit with their kids to teach them. So I'll put the blame on the doorsteps of parents, because charity begins at home. The Bible says that train a child the way he should go, and when he grows, he will not depart from it.
Reverend Dr. Steve Wingham is the lead pastor of the Cedar Mountain Chapel Assemblies of God.